Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Nancy.
Edward.
How are you this evening?
This evening? Oh, it is. Well, I'm pretty well. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Thanks. Thanks for coming by. What will we be chatting about this evening?
We will be chatting about South Park Theater's Making God Laugh. I'm laughing now.
Well, great.
See, it already worked.
Yes.
It was wonderful. It's the story of a typical American family who have three grown children who come home every holiday.
Is that typical anymore? Of an American family?
Well, that's what the little introduction in the program said. I don't know. I think most people try to go home or somebody's home, even if it's not their parents, per se,
sure,
and it's
sure,
their
sure.
spouses or girlfriend or boyfriend. And it's a five-person cast, and the cast is Cindy Swanson is the mother. She's Ruth. Very probable typical mother, not mine, but very typical in that she, you know, has that backhanded compliment of, oh, you're doing really well for a person who's not working. Or, oh, you know, those kind of like backhanded, oh, mom, I'm looking for something really good. Mm. She's wonderful. And the husband is played by Ken Lutz. He's the dad that everybody, I think, would like. He kind of just, yes, dears to the wife, but also connects with the kids. Mm. And then the three grown children are Thomas, soon to be Father Thomas, and he's played by Jacob, not sure if it's now or no, is the pronunciation, and he's wants to become a priest, and the daughter is Maddie, she's played by Natalie Spanner, and she's kind of the, you know, she'll come in and dressed a certain way, and the mom will be like, oh, do you need some money to buy some clothes? And she bedazzles one of her jackets, which is a hilarious moment.
Have you ever used a bedazzler?
I have not.
Really?
Have you?
No.
Okay.
But you, I don't know.
No.
I know a bedazzler when I see one.
I know.
And I think.
I thought about it, but no, I don't think I have a skill set to like bedazzle.
All right.
Is it hard to do? Have you ever
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I really, on the infomercials, it seems very
it looks
easy
like
just.
No.
Right.
Yeah, it was pretty cute. And then the Natalie Spanner, and then the other son is Elliot O'Brien, and he plays the sort of, it starts in the 80s, and it goes 30 years, so it's like Y2K is the big, you know, moment.
Oh, yeah.
But there's the one son who's Elliot O'Brien, he's always trying to be the trendiest, cool, like, look, I got this, like, gold chain I'm wearing, or, oh, look, it's Y2K, and he's always the very trendy for the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, lovely moments into this family's life over 30 years of the holidays. The big joke through the whole thing is the mom's Fantasia dip. That no one likes, but no one will tell her. And then near the end, there's some really unexpected surprises, and let's just say the Fantasia dip gets its due. But it's some lovely moments. And the title is, there's a quote in the play where they say, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans, which is sort of the way this play goes. And I'd never heard of this play. The director is Melissa Hill Grant. I not only had never heard of this play, but it's really kind of cute and easy to do. You know, it's basically one set in the family's house. They change over 30 years, things change as far as they talk about different cars. The son in the first scene, you know, has this pink salmon. Salmon car, and then later he says, I got this great car, it's a Yugo, and then he comes back next time and he has a Pinto, and you know, it's very 80s to 2000, I guess, 5 or whatever, 2000.
That's fun.
But it's fun, and it's funny, and you feel for everyone. You can understand everyone. Everyone has a brother or sister that is the favorite, or everyone has a brother or sister that isn't the favorite, and everyone has a brother or sister who makes a decision about their life that maybe nobody else in the family likes. But I just liked to watch sort of the dysfunction and also the closeness that they all shared too. And it's very sweet. It's about 2 hours and maybe 10 minutes, something like that. And my friend Trisha, who went with me, it's funny that you know, everybody laughs at different things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she had her moments of laughing at stuff with the mom because she's a mom. And yeah. I had my moments of laughing with the daughter and the son, like, yeah, I know what it's like to not do what your parents wanted you to do. And it's just a very sweet, fun night at the theater at South Park Theater, which I haven't been to in a really, really long time since I did a show there. And everybody was really friendly, and there were snacks and air conditioning.
Cheers
Hallelujah.
To that.
I know.
Love this humidity.
Love the air conditioning. actually, a lot. But yeah, it's very sweet, and it runs June 11th through the 27th. And you should go see it.
Wonderful. We'll look forward to that.
Yeah.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.